recite over the various pairs of the fruits and vegetables and wine and so on. We'll get into the details. So we'll start the Gemara here. You know what I mean? How do you know from the Chumash that the subject is? Like in the beginning of the Mishnah, it speaks about Kriyashma, so the Gemara is writing about the dinner. Kriyashma, so on. Here the Gemara asks, how do you know there's an obligation to say a bracha before and after you eat food? So the Gemara quotes a brisa from the Zohar Kahn, and the summer of Hanum, we have a brisa. It says in the Chumash that whenever you plant a tree in Eretz Yisrael, that's what it says, keep the boil of earth, when he comes to Eretz Yisrael. When the site you call it Michael, and you plant a tree that gives forth their payers for the first 3 years, the payers are also Bachila Bahanoah, and it's called Zreifah. You have to burn them. The Chumash Yigrada doesn't say you have to burn them, that's in the Mishnah in the end of Purim. It says that the three Hanoah are divided into two categories, some on the Shrofim, and some on the Gevorim. But the Bechalov, if I mistake, you cook both the Bechalov, there's no mitzvah, you have to burn it. You throw it in the garbage. In fact, it's Gevorim. But if you have all of the payers, like, well, the first 3 years, that's Tom's Drake, the mitzvah to burn. So the Bechalov says the first 3 years, it's also Bechalov Bahanoah. And it's Tom's Drake, and it's for the destroyed. And the fourth year, Bashan Harvi, is year called two year Kodesh in Lulam Hashem. The parents that grow the fourth year are Kodesh, they have a special Kedusha. Hilulim Lashem. What exactly does that mean, Hilulim Lashem? In the Bryce to interpret, Hilulim means to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you eat it. Malame, this phrase indicates Shetun Ibrach of the name of Achrem. And when you eat, the Mighty Shani and Yerushalayim, you have to eat Netzer Revai. This is Netzer Revai. The parents on the fourth year are called Netzer Revai. So when you eat the parents in Yerushalayim, you have to recite a bracha before and after. The Christ is referring, of course he said bracha, he said two brachas. He said bracha, born for you, right? And then he said bracha, Hashem Yerushalayim, the Mitzvot and Tzimano, Arachim, it's Netzer Revai. You have to say Birchat HaNen and Birchat HaMitzvah. Like before you eat the Matzah, you say, I'm going to have them in ours. Then you say Birch HaMitzvah, Shevi Lashan and Mitzvah Tzvah HaChivas Masa. Same thing when a Kohen is true. First he says HaMoiti, HaBorpi, HaBorpen of HaBorpi, HaDoma, on the potatoes, whatever the Shuma happens to be. Then he says HaShek HaDishan, HaBik Dishan, HaShalayim, Tzvah HaChivas Shuma. It's the last Ramam and Hilton Shuma. So you say two brothers. First the Birch HaSanen, and then you say the Birch HaMitzvah. So this Bryce is somehow forgetting about the Birch HaMitzvah. Leave that out, that's the difference. So the Bryce is concentrating on the Birch HaSanen. That the fact that it says he lulim in the plural, double, havel, is referring to the bracha before and the bracha after the two birchas hanenes. Malam shetuna bracha l'tnei malachrayim the birchas hanenes. When we come, I'm Rabbi Kiva. In this passage, Rabbi Kiva derives this din. Artaladim sheitum klum, kodim sheibrach. You're not permitted to eat anything before you say a bracha. Before and after, yeah. Right before and after. Before the motion yitzum sounds like even a mashu. So even to take a little taste of mashu, you have to say bracha. Not to say bracha lachem, you have to eat a kishir. Whatever the kishir is, if it's a maiko, you have to eat a kizayis. And if it's a mashu, it's a demon taste of some tukke, yuma. It's not sure how much, whether kizayis, or malalugmov, or revi is. That's why Shulchan Aruch says you should be machmen, not to drink. So much in between a kazayis and a revir. A kazayis is a machleika tamashid is where the chasi beitza or shlish beitza. Beitza means a beitza beinim. It's an average size beitza. Usually when my wife goes shopping, she buys large eggs. Large white eggs. But you have to measure with the beitza beinim. And a kazayis is two beitza and a chabin. It was a beitza. Machleika rishen and a chabin kovah. The kazayis is a shlish beitza, chasi beitza. So then you shouldn't take a sip just to drink so little of any mashke in between kazayas and reviz. Reviz is a beit or machta, an egereya. Lagubma by modern Beinani is a reg reviz. So there are three different opinions in Taisa's brother Shinu. Chavis says you should always avoid getting involved in the machleik. But that's the summer why it says, Mikarim Arakiva, also Lada Shiyitum, Sudum Kadim Shiyitum. The Pasuk teaches you Kadim Arakiva, the Brachal of Hanav, the Brachal Achran. The reason why he says Kadim Shiyitum is because he said Yitum, that even for the Brachal of Hanav, even team of culture, even a mashu, you have to say bracha. The bracha l'achrayim, you need a kishir. So the Gemara sounds so far that it's a din d'oraita. Sounds like they learned that from a kosher. The bracha d'oraita, that you have to say bracha before the bracha after eating. This is going to be a problem because the tesis, the top tesis on the daf, the first tesis in the Pirik, says that this is the hemshah from daf chos. Nafkov, the Mishnah speaks about the Balkeri saying a bracha before and after food, and there it was clearly assumed that Birchas Hanenah is only the Rabbanan. Bracha before and after bread is only Hamait, and Birchas Hanenah is their right. The Mishnah says special deal regarding Birchas Hanenah. But by the Pashas, all the brachas are only the Rabbanan. So, so far it sounds like it's a din deraisa. So right away the Gemara asks, how can this be as Rosh Hashanah? Can it be? That that phrase, Kodesh Yilulim, that's what it really means. That when you eat, you're not to revive in Yerushalayim, you have to say a bracha before and after the Birchas Hananim. That's what he's referring to. I'm a boy, like, don't I need a pasuk to teach me a different din? He will mean as a plural. So it teaches you two things. Like Rabbi Kiva said, it teaches you the bracha before the bracha after, the halel, the Birchas Hananim before the Birchas Hananim and after. So the Gemara says, don't I need Yilulim to tell me two different things? Number one, you learn how to yamar chmana achlei v'ha derachlei. What's it does? I darshan the word hilulim as if it were written with hilulim. That's what Rabbi Kiveg quotes in the Yerushalmi and Peya. Lomimni Rabbanon, the Chachamim didn't feel that there's anything strange about darshaning a pasuk that's written hey as if it were written ches, or a pasuk written ches as if it's written hey. Because by the way the Chachamim pronounce it, you must have said the ches is pronounced half like a hey. It's along the same lines, and the hey, the way it's written is also come out the same, because the Gemara, we're very masculine. When we write a hey, it doesn't touch at all. But the Gemara in Menachos, when the Gemara has the Sugi Baksika Sefer Torah, the Gemara talks that all the most of the Sefer Torah had the leg on the left side was touching on top, and even at the end. The Gemara says, the Sifi Dafkone, Yisvarim Hamadu Yochim, the left leg would not be touching on top, but it would be very close. It would look like it is touching. So both in the Surah Ha'is, the Hayes came out the same as the Ches. And the pronunciation, the way the scribe pronounced it, is come out the same. So that's what the Yishalmi, the Rabbi Kivegi quotes, the first Julian Asha says, that even though the word is spelled in Chumash Hayaches, there's nothing wrong with darshaning it as if it were spelled the other way. Well, yeah, one interpretation is by Yihad, that he became a Yehudi. By Yihad Yisro, the Momshat in the Medrash is that he became a Yehudi. So here the Gemara says, Chad, one drosha from Hilulim is that I read it as if it says, Ach, Hilulim, and it's referring to Pidyon Netarabai, that is, the Ikadin of Netarabai is the Peres, where the first 3 years, Atulim straight, so you have to burn them. The Peres that grow the fourth year, you have to bring them to Yerushalayim, and eat them in Gdushim Taran. And what if it's such a big schlep that it's going to cost you $1,000 to bring $100 worth of Peres to Yerushalayim? So what do you do? So the effect of the terrorists is to take the money to Yerushalayim, and it's not that careful about Bokar, but it's by Yayin of Hashem. So the question is, but where does it say that in the Chumash? That passage that I just quoted doesn't say regarding that to revive. That passage should regarding that to change. So how do you know that the same applies exactly the same thing? How do you know that the same thing applies to that to revive? So the Gemara says, this is the Mokar, that it says, Hilulim, and it's written with a hey, Yidarshin, as if it were written with a ches. Achle, you should be fighter, then that to revive. Chutz to Yerushalayim. And only after you pray that, then while they're akli, then you're permitted to eat it, chutz Yerushalayim, and take the money to Yerushalayim, and you do the same as Maaseh Sheni money, that you buy a premium gedulah karka, you buy something in Yerushalayim and you eat it. So that's one drasha that you need it. The eat up, and the other drasha, the other halakha that's learned out from the phrase hilulim is, that you read it hilulim with the hay. In the case, what trees, which fruits, are subject to the din of Netzer Rabbi. The first 3 years, the Parshat Shatif me. The first 3 years, the terrors that grow on the tree have the status of Orlo, then it's also Bachila Bahano. And it's a mitzvah to burn it. That doesn't matter what kind of the tree. Any tree is going to be. And the Titan call Eitz Machel. That's what it sounds like. It's the Bayalosh, and the Titan call Eitz Machel. Any and every tree. So the terrors are also Bachila Bahano. The fourth year, Hoshan Arbis, Yeah, Kulturiyah, Kodesh, Yilulim Hashem. So it sounds like it's a hemshech of the beginning of the parsha. It sounds like Kolek Michael, but that's the Machlekes Satanayim, is that so or not? Is it Chatzani Kerimabai, or Chatzani Netarabai? It's more close later, Machlekes Achia, Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, the Talmidim of Rav Yudah Nasi. So one says it also applies to any and every tree. That's how the parsha begins. Just like oil applies to all trees, and after Rabbi also applies to all trees. One comment is that it's not so, that even though oil applies to all trees, to every tree, Netter Rabbi is restricted to grapes, only to grapes. And why should you say like that? That's not the way the Chumash reads. The Hidarshan Kodesh Hilul and Lashem, this pasuk is speaking about Rabbi, Bashar HaRiz. What it means is the terrace on the fourth year are Kodesh only if it's such a fruit they have the shaykhs that you say hollow sometimes, if you say shira. The Hidoch, the other phrase, Hilulim, Hilulim is two, plural. So the one is Hilulim, it tells you Tidim. The other Hilulim tells you hollow. The other Haton Shira tells Hilul. The only thing, the only fruit that is subject, the only tree that is subject to the laws of Netarivai are the vines, the grape vines. Shema Ton Shira, such a thing which never has a shaykhut with halal, the Shira, Shema Ton Chilo. And how do you know that only wine, how do you know that only grapes have Shira? Okay, there are Shmuel Barachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yenison. Rabbi Shmuel Chayyid said the name of Rabbi Yenison, that in the Beis HaMikdash, Omer Shmuel Chayyid Rabbi Yenison, Minayim, where do you know the Div? Shema and Shira, Lo Hayayim, you have to step back a little bit. The whole Sukkim in the beginning of Erechim, that there exists an institution of Shira. Kohanim do the Hakrobat HaKrobat. The Levim stand on the Duchen, on the platforms, and they play the musical instruments, and they sing the Shira. So that's, and the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, that Shira is a din d'oraita. Even the Machalek Zafarim, where the Shira is Makir is HaKrobat. Rashi in a few places close to the Gemara says that Rabbi Meir holds the Shira is Makir is HaKrobat. If you bring a cousin in the Beis HaMikdash that's supposed to have Shira, not every cousin is supposed to have Shira. If you bring Kodim Sibra, if you bring a Kodim Sibra, they're supposed to have Shira. You didn't have the Shira, you didn't sing, the Levim didn't sing. The Ramei holds that the Korban is possible. You have to bring the Korban all over again. Not just if you want to get to the Mitzvah of Shira, you're not even yet to the whole Mitzvah of the Korban. Now, how many disagree and they say that the Shira is not Makim as a Korban? You're yet to the Korban even if you didn't sing Shira. Rashi in a few places in the Shas, when the Gemara talks about Shira, Rashi quotes this opinion of Rabbi Meir, that Ashir Machmas HaKadosh, this won't lie, that he holds that that's Zalocha. But the Achronim will sell the Hanarashi. They don't know why, what prompted Rashi to assume that Zalocha should be all of a sudden like Rabbi Meir. He should say Yochav Rama, Yochav Rama. Whatever it is, but there's a din of Shira for sure. So the question is, when do the Levim sing the Shira? Shir shall be Hoyam Abay Tamim. You might get to Aleinu. Or Aleinu. When do they say the Shira? Every day they wake up in the morning after the davening. So the Gemara says, no, it has something to do with Shas Korbanos. When, which part, the Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Drika, Akhtar, when, the Gemara says, none of the above, the Shas Nisach HaYayin. When they pour, when the Kohanim are pouring, the Levim don't pour. When the Kohanim pour the wine down the pipe, down the Shechita, Hanim is there, that's the Nisach HaYayin, that's when the Levim are supposed to be singing the Shir. And how do you know that that's the Nayin? Where do I learn that from the Pasuk? Shainam, I'm sure, how do you know that you sing Shira is a Pasuk in Chumash, it's a din d'oraita? But how do you know that Shira is only the Levim, only sing the Shira in connection with that part of the Korban when the Kohanim are pouring the wine? Yinayin Shein Amrim Shira Elo Ala Yayin. How do you know that part of the Korban? Tosfos points out there are other occasions when you sing Shira in the Beit HaMikdash, not Halav Shas Korban Pesach, right. That's the Tosfos Shein Amrim Shira. That's a different than Shira. That's not, that has nothing to do with the Levim. Not the Levim singing Shira. This is talking about everybody, all the Yidin who were there. The Shashchit HaTetzach said Shira. The Mishnah says himself, and HaTetzach is called Shchita, the Shashchit. HaTetzach is called how of both the Shashchit and the Shashchit. The Yidin called him Tetzach. The Porsche points out, you don't know, hallow enough. Why are you eating this? The Porsche says you're going to choke you if you talk. How are you eating? So you recite hallow, and you break up the hallow, and say half the hallow before the meal, half the hallow after the meal. The sandwich in the carbon pesach today, they don't have any carbon pesach. But the man amikdash is zechel amikdash when they used to eat the carbon pesach in the middle. And the pesach is tone shira, pesach is tone hollow. Both the shah shchita and the shah achila. So how do you have the shah achila? So the tanaim didn't stay in the middle of the eating the carbon pesach. So they broke up the hollow. How do you break it up? They broke up the hollow. They said part before, part after.
Yeah, when you break up the hollow.
Yes, because that's the way they say it. The Gemara mentions Zechel Amigdash, we, the Afikaymen, Zechel Korban Pesach, right? So we're making the leaders of reading the Korban Pesach and saying the Hallow in conjunction with the Achila. So we're not talking about that kind of Shira that everybody says, Shechitah Pesach, Achilah Pesach, that's not a Shira of Aviv. We're talking here about the shir that the Levim are supposed to recite in conjunction with Hakrovas Karbonos Tzibur. So which part of the Karbon Tzibur? It takes an hour to bring the Karbon Tzibur. So which part? The middle, the beginning, the end? So that's what the Brisa says, Eilam Hashira Elo Al Hayayin. Only when the Kohanim are pouring on Shenemar, so they quote a Potsikim Shoktim. I tell you what, I guess the whole muscle. They were discussing who's going to be the Melech, yeah. Who's going to be the king. So the Gethin says, HaChadalti Es Teroshi, what should I stop manufacturing wine? I'm Zameh HaVakim HaNoshim. The wine makes the Rebbeinu Shalom happy. It makes everybody happy. It makes the people happy. So the Gemara has a comment on the post. Im HaNoshim Es Zameh, we understand that people get happy, they drink and they drink away their woes. They're not aggravated anymore. They get happy. HaVakim Bameh Es Zameh. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't drink the wine. So what is it Es Zameh? The Rebbeinu Shalom, so we can't for this post to be derived. It must be when the Kohanim are pouring the wine on the Mizbeah for the purpose of Nisach HaYayin, that's when the Levim are singing Shira, the Shir Shal Yom, every day. And that's Nisamech, that's what it's called, when you sing Shira. Okay. Is that cash on the drush? Good cash. You want to sing and drink mash? Yeah. Your Boshal is happy. Whenever people are happy, their Boshal. Good cash. That's how you should have this at times,
but not with the yayin is just opposite. The yayin should maybe
Let's see if she read this. Where is the mocker? What's the mocker that when people get together and they drink and they wish lachayim over mashke? That the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to grant their wishes. They said it's a potter in the Gemara. It says, "Yonah Hamelach." Everyone else left on Mount and Mishta. Yeah, Nashe lost it. Nashe lost Mapa Kashotech. Nashe lost. Something like that. So they said the Medrash says whatever it says Melach Achashverish is Achashverish. Whatever it says Melach Sam is referring to Mapa Shalom. So Yonah Hamelach, the Rebbeinu Shlom said, "I left on Mount and Knesset Yisrael." Such a Medrash opening. It says left on Mount is a remnant of Knesset. The Mishta Hayayin. When they're drinking mashke, when they eat and drink mashke, mashke loves that he loves about. Whatever you dinch on will be a queen. So it's a mocker of wishing like that. I don't know. So yes, kakasha happens, it's a good kasha. So that's what the Gemara asks. How do you know to derive from the Pasuk Kodesh Hilulim? Rabbi Kiva's Droshen. How does Rabbi Kiva know if the darshan is in the Pasuk Hilulim? The two Birchas HaSheva, the one Birchas HaMen before, the Brach Shalachar, before and after eating all foods in general, maybe it's in Johnson a different story. One Hilulim plural. The one you read is if it says Hilul. Hilul means it indicates the institution of Tikkun Netzaravai. The Pesach only has the fairies, the institution, and from the Shvar. As about Kirchis Mincha Mokin Kilo Tuchos Seit Yikiv Barach Hashem HaShecha. And the Tata Bakes is that I'm thinking my Dishay. I don't know this thinking that you're about to say. I need this part to give Chilul. It tells me that there's Chilul on my Dishay. The other Hilul tells me which type of a fruit is subject to the Din of that the Rivai. Let's think more of Kashi. Here Rebbe Kivege tells you to look in the Rashi and Saito, the Tachi and go, Asher Rashi. Rashi and Saita write that there's one Tana who's of the opinion that the din of Orlo only applies on grace. Mm-hmm. He holds that this Machloek is Satanai, but the Chatoni Netzer, the Chatoni Kerem Rabai, not only on the fourth year, it's on the first 3 years also. That if you hold that the din of Netzer Rabai only applies to a Kerem, only to a vineyard, then the din of Orlo, the first 3 years is also. That's the tell of the Pasuk says the finished Kolei Shema. That's what they all know. The Balamor quotes that Rashi. The Balamor quotes that Rashi. He holds like that also. That's the tell of the Pasuk of the Kivega. Some say that the Chubi talks about that Shvera Rashi. The Shvera Rashi, Pasuk Shat the 13 Yamta. The Pasuk of Pasuk says that it applies to all three. When they say Kolei Michael refers to, he wants to call it Shema, I feel simple. Even Peppers that go. Well, you're going to say Kolei Shema, all kinds of grapes. There's green grapes, there's seedless grapes, there's different colored grapes. So that's why Kolei Shema means all the different grapes. It's only talking about grapes. How can that fit in? Function? No, it goes on all trees. And the Machlek is only on a vine. But the fourth year is restricted only to Kerem, or it applies to all trees. Right, the Gemara is going to ask that also. How do you know that you have to say a bracha before and after on other things? Maybe from the more cautious. The Gemara finally is going to say at the end that it's not a bona fide rosh. It's only a smachta and it's only a svarah. That's the final line. The Gemara says, Ella svarah. That's 6 lines from the bottom of the omen. Ella svarah, who also loves him, she had him in all my zebla. Just a svarah. There is no pasuk. The pasuk is really only a smachta. Because it's really needed for other things. And that's the shaila. When you have a din that's known through a svara, that has no pasuk, what's the authority, what's the validity of such a din? Svara in the Gemara usually means that it's a din there, right? The Gemara says, Lamali Kroah, svara who, what do you need a pasuk for? The Gemara has my atesh, al tatesh, he's a stupid. What do you need a pasuk for? Isn't it a svara? The Gemara says, in Bodh Kam, Hamaytim Achadera, all of our Abbas, etc. No. The reason the Gemara, whatever is the Svara, it becomes a din d'oraita, and you don't need any pasuk. But that's what the same issue is going to here. The Gemara calls it Svara. Doesn't say it's a Svara. Svara means that it's a din d'oraita. So it's a real din d'oraita. Ah, but didn't we learn by the Balkari and the Kof that Birchas Hanan is before and after, as long as the Rabbanu, the only time it arrives is Birchas Hamazon, she ate Kirei Tzviya. If you didn't eat Kirei Tzviya, it's a Machash, it's only time for the Tzviya Rabbanu. What do you mean? It's for the Reis, it's a Birchas Hanan, it's a Reis, it's before and after, for the Pashas. For the Pashas is the Reis. That's a good thing.
It's a
Reis,
it's a Suffolk Brachman,
it's a Suffolk Brachman, it's a Suffolk Brachman. Suffolk Banishin, Kirei Tzviya, Suffolk Brachman. Suffolk Kiddush in Gol Lachum, but Suffolk Birchas Atari Gol Lachum, so Birchas Atari is the Reis. Suffolk Birchas Anenim is Lachum, if it doesn't tell the Ferris, then it's only the Rabban. The what? More irrepressibility. Well, some Achranim will say, and that you say, some Achranim want to say that, you know.
Yeah,
so we don't pass like that. But that's what the Tenshu is. Tenshu assumes that Svar means the right, so like in the various, like he quotes it. Monk assumes that Tesh Shazan, Monk Baba Kamer, by Hamed Mafel of Arab, so he says, no, Taka Svar is that in the right, and all of this is part of the Svar. It's only a Svar when it's a Vada, when it's a Sophic, it's not. When it's a Balkari, there's no Svar, when he's a Svar. But he's not a Balkari, there is a Svar. Everything takes that right in the Svar. Very sure. It's not really Ongenim it is, but it's Ongenim Rabbanon. And it's not really such a story. Like Tosfos pointed out. Tosfos, whenever the Gemara has many, many places, the Gemara has Iboy Tehne Krah, Iboy Tehne Svara. If you want, you can say it's based on a Pasuk, and if you want, you can say it's based on a Svara. So Tosfos in Shavuot, they ask Takasha, how can you say Iboy Tehne Krah, Iboy Tehne Svara? Whenever you have a Svara, it's Lamali Krah, Svara who? So what do you mean Iboy Tehne Krah? And whenever it says in the Gemara, Iboy Tehne Krah, Iboy Tehne Svara, there will always be two on the side, I'm Tosfos Shavuot, that's Krah on the day. Every time it shocks, right? So they tell you, look in that Tosfos where they ask that kash. The Tosfos says, obviously, the Svara is not so developed a couple of years, not so hot. If it wouldn't have been really involved in the Svara, we wouldn't need a budget. So that's apparently what everybody assumes over here, not like the Tosfos.
It's different, isn't
it? No, no. If it's the Svara, it would have been a Dindarite also. Whatever the Svara is really a Dindarite. No. Pasha Pshat is Svara is really a din d'oraita. So that's what the Yeshua says. Svara is the right, and Pesachas Anenim is the right before him. Then he gets stuck. How can you say that? It's against Shas of Paschim. So he says, that's all included in the Svara. Only when it's a Vadai, not when it's a Sopik, when it's a Tohar, when it's a Balkari, not. It's there. So the Pasha says, all the Paschim are still, he says. He writes, literally, Dibia Paschim, he would have said. But the Dibia Paschim is there, it's against the Yeshua. Everybody holds that it's only the Rabbana. I believe Marsh has Svara. But the answer is a lot of times the words are slower, not such a developing slower, not so much of the kinds of things. If it's an ironclad slower like Pesha, Tapesha, Heat there, or a slower Mukrakas like Maitimachabel of Harai, you can't dig the, that's Saka there, right there. You don't need a puzzle. Whatever is a slower, you don't need a puzzle. But, this apparently is not such a mukrakas slower, so this is only the Rabban. Just like Pesha's right there. He's probably saying the prayer, he's probably saying the prayer, but Tosfos says, obviously, the Svara is not so compelling, not so developing, otherwise he wouldn't need a Pasuk.
For the
Svara
that we have.
If we assume the Pasuk is not the Svara, and the Svara is not so compelling, the whole thing is only the Rabbanah. No Pasuk in the Svara.
doesn't mean a score. It means it's our own cycle would dictate so. Can we develop, can we make according to our score?
Well, if learning all the shots, it's a very colorful kula.
When you have a picture, when you have a painting, and you're missing certain, you have a jigsaw puzzle, missing certain pieces, and then you figure out what's missing. So after learning colorful kula, we can figure out the shots are, we can figure out how much of a variety, and we can figure out a couple of other stories here and
there. That's beautiful love.
That's why I'm sad you're going to ask Akasha and Amunis today. Why did the Rabbanu Shalom have to Atta Harei Seladah? Why did he have to appear and show Maimon HaSinai that he's the only God, that he exists, and so on? We could have figured it out philosophically. And when we cross Baruch Hu, what did the Rabbanu Shalom have to make it Yilin Shechita for? We could have figured it out. He says, because we can't think it. But that's the kasha that he has. Why do you have to make a gila shchita? We can figure it out philosophically and logically. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is, how can Rabbi Akiva darshan that ilumim refers to the bracha before and after reading? The Hiluvim is a plural. He says, goes on Bracha Lekona, Bracha Lekona, Frank Dignan, Kansana. The one is really Hilul, refers to the institution of Pidyon Ezer, right? The other one is in Kansana, different din, namely that it tells you, Inan Mishira El Ola Yayin, and it's indicating to you that you only have the din of Nezer Rabbi. Noig, the parents have to be brought the 40th of Yushalayin, unlike Orgo, the first 3 years, that it applies in all fruit trees, that the Ravai is restricted only to grapes. So the Gemara says, well, hey, Nicha, this is Nicha that you can learn something out if you hold Laman the Tani Netaravai. If you hold that not only does the din of Orlo apply to all trees in the type we call it, Michael, but the din of Netaravai also applies to all trees, not only restricted to grapes. So if it applies to all trees, so what's the extra Hebrew? Can't say Hilo told you that Nazir Rai only applies on such a fruit that the Levim would think Shira the Beit HaMikdash when the Tarim would be formed the one. If it applies to all fruits. So you're left over with one Hilo that tells you some kind of a Beit HaTanen is either before or after. You still don't know Baruch HaLo for now. Maybe it's only Baruch HaLo for now. So that we know goes on Lechem. As the Rashi points out here, how do you know bracha l'achreho on another food? So the Gemara says, well, hey, Nicha, there's something to learn out. You can learn out some kind of a bit of pandemic. Either before or after, the mandatory nether of Rai. It's all that says that din of Rai, the parents of the 4th year, Rai means the 4th year. That the din of the special din of the parents have to be in the Yishalayim and so on, that it applies to all parents, so then you're not using up that Hilul for Erev Shir al Olayai. So then you can say that it indicates that you have to recite the Bracha. Elamam Tani Kerem Revai. But if you don't like the other Shita, that the Dinam of Revai only applies to vines, to grapes, Ma'ikul Ameimad, and then right there, you have nothing. You have nothing. One Chilul goes on Tinyan, one Chilul goes on Netta. The Yisrael, we know there is such a Makhlech, Tavchir, Rav Shimon Bar Revi, there were Chabrutas. They were both Tamidim Rav Yudal Nasi. They had Chat Tani, many times in the Mishnayos, when it speaks about the Dinam of Rabbi, so one has a gears in every single mission that it says Kerem. Every time it says Nefer, he crossed it out and changed the gears to Chatzon and Kerem, Chatzon and Nefer Rabbi. The other one had a gears there, but it's Nefer Rabbi. It was an old, they weren't the first one to have the Machloikis. Apparently there was an older Machloikis. There was an older Machloikis Chatzonah. So if you hold, what? If you hold Kerem Rabbi, so both ilulims are used up, so there's no longer for anything. Unless you'll say there is room to negotiate. Manasani, Karimabai, but even if you hold Karimabai, even if you hold if you hold Karimabai to the Gemara, then the Gemara says maybe you can shizzle, maybe yes. Maybe you know Karen from a different place, not from Hilulim, that it's only Dovishalaman Mahalo, Shira. Hey, Nicha, it'll be Nicha that you can learn something from the Kodesh Hilulim. Hey, Nicha, it'll be Nicha, Yalik Zereshavah. If he learns out that the Din of Ravai only applies as it's great from a different marker, not from the word Hilulim, from a different Zereshavah, then it'll be good. The Tanya, Rabbi Eimer, Namakan, it says by the Paris, it says the first 3 years the Paris that grow are all law. Also, Bachir Baal Nel Tom Trace, the fourth year you have to bring the Paris to the Sholayim, and eat them in Dusha Vatar. Then the fifth year, Bashar HaMish, and Sokho of Sirioi, Lahoy Tukohem Tuasoi. You can do whatever you want. So since it says Lahoy Tukohem Tuasoi, the name of Lahalan is another place in Kulish where it says it's Vuat HaKorim. The word Vu is mentioned in conjunction with Kerem. The Rebbe Darshan Kim Zereshovo. Malahalan Kerem. Just like over there in Zvarim. The word Vu has the connotation of grace of Kan Kerem. So therefore, that's how he knows. He's also Matkin with that opinion. Chatoni Kerem. But he holds that the Din of Ravai only applies to grace, but he doesn't learn it out from Hebrew. He learns it out from Zereshovo. Oh! So you don't like that, then he also uses one hilul for pidyon. The teacher is hilul. Is the hilul the prophet? So one of the words hilul is left over. It's miyutar to teach you the din of broch. Oh, but the hilul yalak zereshover. Chazing over the question. But if you don't hold for Rebbe zereshover, then how do you know that it's restricted only to Karen based on this part of hilul? Is that prophet minol? How do you know? Anyway, from Chumash, that is an institution of Brichas Amen, and then the Gemara is right to our Kashi. The Inami, you need in Yalv, it's Zereshavah, and even if you hold, that you do learn from the Zereshavah, so you see the Yutzer, one Hilul is left over, so it tells you Kaka Brocha, how do you know it tells you the Brocha lo for now? Maybe it goes only on the Brocha Shalacharev. The Inami, Yalv, Zereshavah, even if you do hold from the Zereshavah, it's a right to Shrev, Ashkev, on the Acharov. Maybe the Pasuk only tells you a Kodesh Hilul, instead bracha, by the first, instead bracha afterwards. The fun of minayin, how do you know you have to say bracha even before you start to eat?
I should pick one of
them. You start because you already have a process of your chalk of the thought to be a rachah, so I should have Rashi writes, it says by lechem, that the chalk of the thought, Eretz Yisholem, in this case, it's called lechem, the chalk of the thought to be a rachah. So this process tells you that all other foods also, you have to say bracha, shalachah. But how do you know any mocker at all? This is the chalab. Is ever a bracha shalafana? Even by bread you don't find a bracha shalafana. So that's what the Gemara is going to work out. Just before we get to the rest of the Gemara, Taisus here has a famous kasha. Achle v'hadar achle. Taisus has a famous kasha. Why do you need a separate drasha to tell you the institution of pidyon netzer revai? We have a worship sukkim in chumash dvarim. That say that there is, it says, Yechad Bun Chamoch Mkilo Tzuch HaSeis Yikiv Erech HaShem Lakecho in the Tata Kester, the Tata Kester B'Yadef, it says that there's such a thing as Pidya Mai Hasheni. And that the Revive is exactly the same as Mai Hasheni, it's like Zer Shoda. Kodesh Kodesh and Mai Hasheni. It's Mishnai, it's like that. Mishnai, the Tila Mishar and Hava Machloi Vishu. It's like that the Revive has all the exact same thing as Mai Hasheni, exactly the same. So why do you need that Taisus Kasha, the second Taisus from the top? Tamo, Lama Likro, why do I need a new Pasuk over here? Alachle v'hoder achle. Well, the Perek Shein, he's a Kiddushin, Gamin and Kaddish Kodesh Mat Shein, it's Mishnah, it's like that. The more Kiddushin, both the Mishnah, the Tivol says like that. So the Gzer Shavah, in Kain, or by Zayin, they look Maisa Shein. And Maisa Shein states the Seir Shavah, it's an institution of Tinyin Maisa Shein. The Taisus gives Shveri Tivus. Would have made a mistake Ahim, would have made a mistake Aher. The Pasuk is just straightening out what I would have thought. That Taisus gives Shverah to you. The next Taisus, before we get to the Siv, has a beautiful Teret on his face. He has like a sheer flowing. And the Siv has in his Chibur on the Shulk, if you love the Chibur on the Shulk, when he was a teenager. Every so often he has a whole Marocha in one short paragraph. He has five kashas, one terrace, and the next door for Bekashi. Here's one of his knockout stikot terrace. And the next, later on the daf, the fourth place is on the Yomim. The man is starting Kamavai, places to have a simple Allah on life, and they quote from the Shekhar, so they didn't see this, I'm not sure to see the Kuf. The Tesis has a shayla, how do we start to know Allah on the Meister? Regarding, let's say, the Bavarian Tesis lived in France and Germany. So what did it plant the tree? So the tree, the first 3 years, even though the Chumash Omni says that they know the Oral of Kisavoy Al Ha'aretz and the Tatsun Kolos Makos, the Chumash Omni speaks about Oral and Netzer Vayin Eretz Yisrael, but the Gemara says in Kiddushin, and initially the end of the first parish, that although all the mitzvah leaves bars only apply in Eretz Yisrael, Orlo is an exception to the rule that Orlo applies even in Chutzpah. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim, why should it be an exception to the rule? The one says that it's halacha mashe nisina, and one says that it's only the rabbos. Hilchos medina, halacha mashe nisina. It doesn't matter. We in Shulchanach, we assume that it's halacha mashe nisina. But it doesn't really matter. The dinim are going to be the same anyway. Whether Orlo b'chutzpah is halacha mashe nisina, or it's a din the rabbos, whatever it is, it's not b'chutzpah. Right, so the Gemara is, if it's halacha moshe mitzina, why should it be mitzvah? Why not treat it like a shekel? Right, the Gemara says, kach nema halacha. That's all part of the package halacha moshe mitzina, that vado also speka mutter. So the dinam are going to be the same anyway. Maybe. A little later when we get right to the next one. But I'll be partial to the dinam are the same here. The Christ wants to know, how do we pass in halacha the meister? All of the first 3 years is Neig B'chutz Lorez on all trees. You survive? The Titan Kolek Michael. Any tree. What about the fourth year? Revive. The Teres, the Din of the Teres on the fourth year only applies to... That's a new question. The Pasuk only describes Eretz Yisrael. You survive on Ma'ariv. And the Pasuk tells us the Din of the first 3 years and the fourth year. The first 3 years is Zorla. The fourth year is at the revive. How do you know that any of this applies to the chutzpah is that's purely halacha moshe mitzina? So the halacha moshe mitzina maybe was only on orla. How do you know that there's halacha moshe mitzina on revai at all? So that's what the Rambam writes. There's no din of revai the chutzpah, period. It doesn't. The cost is in the chumash. You could bring it.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a little more expensive. The trip will be a little more expensive to bring it from New York. Good thing, take the money.
Okay.
Then the government will be happy. Everyone's going to give the money. Bring the money, Terry. So that's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes that all of the chutzah is only halacha moshe mitzina. So halacha moshe mitzina is only gezal gemana on orlo. Who says that this halacha moshe mitzina that revai should be noig at all? That's what the Rambam writes. So the Rambam writes your argument also. He says because he can't bring it to Yerushalayim. What do you mean he can't bring it to Yerushalayim? What does that mean? A technicality can't bring it. The Rambam goes back tomorrow. No. He says that there's no din havoat mokre. There's a special din of havoat mokre, l'moshel. If you have a bechor, behema tahora. A farmer in New York State, a farmer in Wyoming, California, whatever, a Jewish farmer has behema, not tahora, he has behema. And the behema gives birth, the cow gives birth to the firstborn blood is a zohar. So it has a kedusha, it's bechor behema tahora. So the din is that you're not a shechter. So they'll get the moon. You have to wait till they get the moon. What if you have a Beis HaMikdash and he doesn't want a Shechtin? He wants to fly it to Yerushalayim and Shechtin and Beis HaMikdash. So that's the Machlech Yisrael Tanoim, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So the Rambam talks from like Rabbi Kiva. We always talk from Machlech Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel talks from Rabbi Kiva. That you cannot abhor that was born in Chutz Lorez, abhor Beis HaMikdash, that was born in Chutz Lorez, you're not allowed to bring it to Yerushalayim. And even if you bring it, you don't Shechtin in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because the Torah stone Havuas Mokum, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. And we learn from the Pasuk that there's no Havuas Mokum from elsewhere. What does that mean? There's no Havuas Mokum. Let's say someone is Magdish carbon fence like in New York. They can't fly it there to Israel. You shouldn't. It's going to be so expensive. Magdish of Behemoth here wants to fly it there to Israel. But that you can do that. That's not called Havuas Mokum. Havuas Mokum is a technical term. Havuas Mokum only applies by three things, by Bikurim. So the Brisa has in the Gemara, it's only by Bikurim, by Korbei Mitzorim, by Maisa Sheni, and Netzer Revai. These three things are like this, that before you bring it to Yerushalayim, the Kedusha is incomplete. When you bring the Havuas Mokum, you bring it into Yerushalayim, it's called Tu Mechitzes, then the Kedusha is Nishlemet. when you're magdish a korban pesach, a korban oila, a korban shlom, a korban chatas, a new law, the magdish is complete.
You become more kaddish when you bring it to Yerushalayim. It says that you can't sheft it in New York. You have to sheft it in the makrid that on the mizbeach in Yerushalayim. You can't make another mizbeach. It'll be an easy card of shlutavut. It's a stone, you'll call it in modern Hebrew,
stone havoas mokim, but I'll be seen that's not called havoas mokim. The term havoas mokim is a technical term that means when you bring it to Yerushalayim, the kedusha will be in the shlemet. But that's... Yeah, there's the din of Bikurim, yeah, there's no Kodesh. Yeah, the din of Bikurim, it says the same. Bikurim is only Reshit Bikurim at Moscow. Moscow, Moscow, and Mutin Kutzlar. But even if you can have a Hechatimtsin where there should be Bikurim, right? The Kutzlar, the Rebbe Kiva says in the Pesach that you cannot have any Havas Moscow. That's what the Rambam has on. The Rambam says that there's no din of Nesir Rebbe Kutzlar at all. And he gives two reasons. He gives reason number one, the whole din of Arma B'chutzlar is only halacha mishum tzidus. It's not positive. The positive is only speaking about Eretz Yisrael. She's a boy of our heart. The Chum is only speaking, and the Chumash it says that it's in the midst of Tafel Yisrael. Both Arma and Revai. It's only halacha mishum tzidus that anything applies to chutzlar. That's only Arma. There was never, the halacha mishum tzidus was never deducting of Arma regarding that to Revai, and there's nothing to discuss. That's what the Rambam writes. And then he gives this other reason, that even if there would have been a din of that, the Revai B'chut Tzlaret, you would never be able to bring it to Yerushalayim, or be paid and bring the money to Yerushalayim, because there's no din of Avos Makom from Chutz Lares. That doesn't really prove that there's no din of that the Revai. Maybe there's a din of that the Revai, like B'chor Behem HaTorah. And the farmer has, he can't bring it. Let's say the farmer has B'chor Behem HaTorah born in New York, so he's stuck. So it's Kaddish, and you have to wait till it gets the moon. Even if you want to fly to Eretz Yisrael, you won't be able to mark it. So that's the other point that Rambam says. Even if there would have been in a better Bible Kutzlars, you wouldn't be able to bring it, or you wouldn't accomplish anything by being paid and bringing the money, because the whole idea of bringing the money, of bringing the original payers, doesn't apply from bringing from Kutzlars. Fine. The Bali Atesis told not so. The Bali Atesis quotes from the Shultis. The Shultz talks about Bismana, that the Shultz didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. He lived in Boston. Rabbi Choy Cohen, whoever he is, they say that he wasn't really a Cohen. He wasn't the president of Yeshiva. He was never a fundraiser. He was a Cohen. He was a real Cohen. He wasn't the president of Yeshiva. The Rosh Yeshiva's Gon Yankee, they called the Kitzin, was they called a Cohen. They say he wasn't from the Cohen. He was a big time conversation. He was a Magid Shir. Yeshiva, the Talmud Chacham. But in the Shultz, he's talking about the dinim of Orla and that Revai and Bobel. He's not talking, he wrote a Sefer Halacha Maaseh. He doesn't write for the people who live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Tesis here in Kiddushin, here it says on the left-hand side, Tesis, Kiddushin, the Tesis and the Tesis, and the first half Kiddushin has a long Arichas on this Shabbat, longer, much longer than it. So they talk by Arichas, it never even occurred to them to say what the Rambam has. That the halacha mashim tina was only kizav regarding oil, there never was halacha mashim tina regarding that to refine. It's the matter of question. Of course, the halacha mashim tina applies both to oil and to that. Right. They just want to know on the fourth year whether it applies to all trees or it only applies to the Jewish grape. What would be the difference? But that's what Tesis discusses here in the condition. After Kaimalon, halacha might the enemy passman, the refine noi gav b'chutz lares, that's given. It never occurred to them to say like the Rambam that there's no Revai Chutzlars at all. He was of Tesis, the Kerem Noi, about the Shari Laws. It only applies the Din of Arla, the Din of Arla applies to all trees. That's the point, the comment that the Din of Revai, even though in Eretz Yisrael, would Paskin like that Tana who holds that it's not the Revai, it applies to all trees, but the Chutzlars will make them because we have such a cloud later in the Teret. That whenever there's a machlekes atanoim regarding hilchos orlo, even though we happen to yachid v'ram halachik rab, whatever the rabbis say, that's what he taught. But what if the rabbi mamachir? We're talking the very next up. Mamachir, we'll get to what we said. Mamachir, on the bottom. Mine's going on the base. Even though he taught for like the rabbi mamachir, that's only an Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz Lares, we have a cloud that's not the cloud of Chutz Lares is Luther, any Sofik Kolza who is Mutter. So if you have a Machloekes Tatanayim, the fact that there's an Emiut Shita against the Red makes it also Sofik Kolza. So the Ran is Mazdin Kiddushin. The Ran on the Rish at the end of the first parak explains like that. That a Machloekes Tatanayim doesn't mean, you say Yochid V'Rav Malochit Kiram. What does that mean? That the Yochid is wrong. The Rav and Ran, the Yochid is wrong. If he's wrong, he's wrong. So there's nothing to discuss. The Gemara holds not to wrong. Well, David, if it's the case of David, 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 King, Tax, that's that he's not wrong. Allah, 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 so he says that like this one. But there is still in the back of our minds, there is a self-acclamation that maybe is less so. So the Ran explains in the, on the Rish, at the end of the first parak in Kiddushin, that self-acclamation Mutter is not only a real selfie, even if it's a self-exceptional barrier. The Gemara has a case here. I have all of you. And I have all these apples that grew in the olive tree and they'll come to visit me. I can't give you a tray for food. It's just neither. I can give you the olive, because whatever you don't know won't hurt you. If I give you a chazer, if I give you a box of a cholo, it's neither. What do you mean, whatever you don't know doesn't hurt you? But if I give you olive, you don't know that it's olive. If you don't know, you don't know what to do. Whenever there's a lack of yadiyah of the olive, then that's the olive. Self-acolo, chutzlas mutter. What do you mean self-acolo? One of the conditions of the Easter or the being like is Yediyah to Easter. If the person doesn't know that it's our law, then there's no Easter. So if the guest comes, I know, I'm the host, I know that this is our law stuff, but I'm not allowed to eat it. But the guest doesn't know. So the Gemara says, I can give you my Yorla, so you can eat it. I wish that you want, so very strange. And my place is in the Dinda Raisa with his care or not. No. Halacha Moshe is being like that, suppose that Barna is like the Chutz Lord. And now it's a Machlech is, what's the Din of Netzer Revai? Is it Netzer? Is it Kerem? The Rambam writes like that. The Rambam writes in the Kish on the side, there never was a Machlech is on Halacha Moshe. That's not exactly correct. Chavis Yer has a list of Kashas against Rambam. That's correct. He is moved to the Machloekes in the Gemara, with all the Chutz Lord is the Din Rabbanon Halacha Moshe Sinai. Is this moved to the Machloekes? Is there such Halacha Moshe Sinai or not? The Rambam there is just coming La Fuki at different things. The Rambam says that there was such an opinion, Rashi and Lulabak Gozo sounds like all like that, and it was the Oyen and all like that, that every Din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. From A to Z, every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Every single din, and over the centuries, over the generations, they had all these machlokes, and all the machlokes were simply based on shikhas haTorah. They just forgot all the dinim that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't transmit everything that was given. And if everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, so what do you need a klal of pratin and ribay and a miyut and a dav shayv a klal yatul and a chodesh and all these different things? It's all asnach. Everything was mamish given to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's made his din. No, the midrash haTorah and shazan is only asnach to the rabbon. The dinim are not really learned that now. So that's what the Rambam said, that's not really so. It's absolutely not so. Not all the dinim were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was given, dictated the Chumash, then he was given a mispub, the Suyam of Allah for Moshe Sinai. He was given the Midrash HaTan Midrash HaTan, the methodology how to darshan. And then he was told, Kimmel, why are you darshan on your own? You figure out your own darshan. In fact, I'll mention, the dinim machloekes achronim, when you machadish, let's say it's not Tav Shin Nun Gimel, when Odom Gomel comes up and he darshans a new din deraita, he darshans a new kolal prasik. Will this din be noig only mikamal abo? Will this din be noig nilam afreya from Shat Mat and Tehran? So the chidor, the sefer on the gilas ruz, what's the machlek is achorinim about that? He's a serious, and it's telling him in, like the Rambam, that it's not all the din we're given to Moshe Rabbeinu. We have the right, we have the power, to darshan the midas today to come up with a din deraita. But then to stress this point, the Rambam exaggerates a little bit. They write, Chalila ba Chalila, how can it be that they're going to forget? Halacha Moshe Sinai is such a precious thing. Everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then they forgot it. Everything that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu was transmitted in its entirety. Nothing was forgotten. And all the machlokes over the centuries were new shailas that came up, or new things that were never spelled out before. There never was a machlokes on Halacha Moshe Sinai. Rambam makes such an exaggerated statement. So the Chavis Yer collects all of the noise. Of course there were machlokes. Where is the machlokes when it's Halacha Moshe Sinai? So then it's Tifarim says that if you look in the Rambam, he holds that Tzuris is not. Tzuris means like this. When my behemoth walks into your backyard and it tramples on your terrace, so that's regular. or Yitzchak, your parents at Shem Vereg. The Shem Vereg was cut. What if my behemoth walks into your backyard without permission? And he starts kicking stone, not kicking like a bull, the sugar bill. Normally walking and pebbles fly in the air. The pebbles smash the window, so that's the risk. So you only pay Hakim then. If it would have been Shem Vereg, it would have directly, the Gufa Shalvan would have been Ezek Shomer. Now that it's true, it's how you then curse them, so it's only Chatinez. So that's the Machloek Satanoi. Tumchas denies that there's such a thing as true, to all that the Chayb Nezek Shom. And the Gemara sounds like it says that true is Halacha Moshe Nisina. So is that a theory to the Rambam? The Rambam says you never have a Machloek from Halacha Moshe Nisina. It's one of the many kashas that the Chabbis Yor has against the Rambam. So the Nitziv wants the Farenta the Rambam in the Hakdomah to the Shulti. The Hakdomah to his Yor on the Shulti. He says, you look in the Rambam, you'll notice that the Rambam doesn't say Tzuris is Halacha Moshe Nisina. He writes the Tiha Shmuel Alamdu. What does that mean, Tiha Shmuel Alamdu? That he says that in every generation they came up with new dinim, and in the next generation they were building on those dinim that were given to them from this earlier generation. And sometimes they didn't remember what the derivation was. So that's what the Gemara quotes Hilchos Togmiri law. Rashi and Taisus in the Rosh will always say Hilchos Togmiri law. They'll always translate Halacha Moshe Nisina. But the Rambam, he says consistently, whenever the Gemara says Hilchos Togmiri law, the Rambam will write the Tiha Shmuel Lomdu. That means that in some earlier generation they dashed out this din, and in the later generations they didn't remember really what the Malka was. And he says it's not a kasha against the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that Tzur is not Halacha Moshe Nisina. Halacha Moshe Nisina never had a Machloek. That doesn't answer the kasha. What is it? Halacha Moshe Nisina can't have a Machloek and Halacha Moshe Nisina. What is it? A din. Why can't you have a Machloek and Halacha Moshe Nisina? Someone forgot what the din is. You have a Machloek is what's the Shir Esri. The Shir Esri is Ke'egos or Ke'bezi. Machloek is Halacha. You want to say Shir and Halacha Moshe Nisina. Lovat is a Machloek is Halacha. That you can explain. Yes, kama machloek. You can't take the Rambam of the Kasha. You can't take the Rambam at face value. That he said you never have a machloek on the Rosh Hashanah. I don't know how there are some who no. The Rav has all the Rosh that's printed in the Chelik of the Yerusha Gemara, the first Chelik, as a whole one sheeter. That was before I was born. Well, not before I was born, but I was a little baby. He gave a whole sheet based on that assumption. You never have a machloek. I don't know what that means. How can you have such a thing? So the pashtus is that I thought that the Rambam never meant that. He just meant lapuke from the sheet of Sagainen, that they said that everything was given. And that you ever had some people who write in history, Jewish history writers, they like to write like that. Everything was given. The halachas were all given by that. And the Midrash Shabbat and the Rashi Shabbat are all just asmachta and rabbos. But that's not so. We don't assume like that. They were going and were said like that. And the scoops are going to work on it, but that's not the way generally assumed. Assume that these were meters that are mitzvah that he flourish in every generation. He had the right to have on new din and right to. And that's why there's only Kamalah born. The Rambam is just exaggerating a little bit when he says, you can't believe it that they would have forgotten. The Gemara said it's Erish today. Ever shall Moshe, several thousand Halachas were forgotten. Maybe it's Erish that they forgot. And then I'll feel that God has been the Pulpula, the Gemara, the first half and the second Pericon Smooth. So the Pharisees that Gemara says they forgot him. So Rambam is exaggerating just to disagree with his opponent. He doesn't like that view. But that, I don't really see that should be a kasha. How can you have a Machlegis and a Halacha Moshe Nisina? To me, it's not a kasha.
I don't understand the distinction why if somebody hollow, that's not why it is.
It's only a violation of Lifnei Iver.
Yeah.
If after the person will have Okitan the Avera, that is Lightman Avera, the Shogig, the Mazik, whatever. But here, after he eats the Teres, he still didn't do, since he didn't know that it was our law, but then it comes out he never did an Avera, because one of the conditions of the Avera is that he should know. The Ziyata Isur is a condition of the Isur, like it says, Rabbi Al-Khanavatna gives us a Moshe. Like it says in Shulchan Aruch, we must have given this Moshe. It says if someone doesn't know that a relative died, I just came from the hospital, I know that his relative died, he doesn't know, and I'm going to a wedding, I can take him into the dancing, into the circle, and there's no listening either. But he's supposed to be in Abelus now. But he says as long as he doesn't know, the Abelus doesn't begin. The Gemara talks about Shmuel. Shmuel brought the Shmuel Chaitel before the Shmira, before Yediyah Kardeva. So there's none of the old Kardeva that gives us a marshal, the same by Mamza. Sophic Mamza was Mutter, Sophic Karl was Mutter. In all these cases, Yediyah is Hamitir. The knowledge of the fact that the person is a Mamza, the knowledge of the fact that this is Zorlo, is one of the conditions of the Neo Kohiter. If you don't know that this is Zorlo, that's not Mamza. Still a Pella Ziki Gemara, still a Pella, all the Achrayim Eskakash, all the Zasa Bano. So if it's more my, I'm over as a guest. I'm going to spend money. I'm giving you some food. So here I'm saving some money. I drop off the orders of Zasa Bano, it's a Chasa Bano, it's my affair. Unless you're going to come up with a Chiddush this one, he says that all of the good cards is Zasa Bano. All of the good cards is Zasa Bano. Who knows what? All of that's described in the Chumash is also Bachiva and also Banon and Tom Trefer. All of the Chutzlores is a Gemara on the next daf. Gemara says on the next daf that when they have all of the Chutzlores, should be over here. They used to throw it in the garbage. Like slav. The Gemara says, on the government, also on the panel. When they had all the chutzlars, they would throw it in the garbage. So the Pnei Yeshua, the other Acharei Neskakash, Yitzchak throw it in the garbage. What do you think this is? Probably to throw it in the garbage. All you have to burst, the chamitzvah to burn. How can it be? The Pnei Yeshua has done the Gemara. Some Sefer has done his Rebbe. His Rebbe, I'm not sounds like a Gemara, it's like a Chumash. So he saw his Rebbe had trees. His Rebbe planted trees. And they lived in Germany. And the Torah said, we were the first readers, we were Orlo, the Zerber of Nosnabakur, and the Babishvek said, how come he didn't burn it? Then Kashim said, Yeshua on the Amorai with Bobo, and said, they threw it in the garbage. So the Hassam said, they said, Kashim is Zerber. They can't think that the Zerber made a mistake, they had the terrorist, there's a whopper of a terrorist, comes up with a Chiddush. It must be that the Mishnah in the end of Murah, that says that Orlo has been on its roughen, doesn't mean that you have to burn it. There's no mitzvah to burn it. Even in Eretz Yisrael, even Orla Deraisa, you don't have to burn it. The Mishnah just means to say, Hanisraf and Afra Mutter. If you burn Orla, or Kloy HaKer, and the ashes will be Mutter. But that's all the Mishnah means to say. If you're interested in being Nenis, and the ashes, Hanisraf, burn it, and then the ashes will be Mutter. But there's no mitzvah that you should burn it. Well, Haraya the Chamsaita says, none of them, only HaMitzvah counted this, and the Tariyat Mitzvah said, Tashbitu is a mitzvah to burn Chomet, to destroy Chomet. Either B'chol Rebbe has B'chol, B'chol Rebbe, or Enbiya Chomet, or B'chol Rebbe. So Tashbitu is counted, Farechim is a mitzvah. But to burn oil or to burn Gloria Kerem, none of them, only HaMitzvah counted it as a mitzvah. It's Haraya that it's not a mitzvah. It's just, if you burn it, then the ashes will be Mutzvah Gomet. Right. Nigbarim, if you burn both the Bukhal of the Yeshiv, will be also. But Nisrafin, Afra Mutter. No, that's why it's called Nisrafin, he says. Nisrafin doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah to burn it. You're not Mukhliyat. If you'll burn it, then it'll be Mutter. But Taisa says the explanation. Taisa says the explanation. The reason why, we don't really talk like this, Taisa. But Taisa says, I'm quotes it. Everybody knows the Taisa. Taisa says, the reason why there's a chilek in Yisroch and Yisbar is because it's not just mitzvosai. Because Kloy HaKerem and Orla is the mitzvah to burn it. Once you burn it, you've already done your mitzvah. Eilu Chadav Shanasas mitzvosai, Marlon Goy. Once you did your mitzvah, mutabar no. Hashem came past the Bechon, it's not a mitzvah to burn it. Even if you burn it, it's not Nasas mitzvosai. Since the Rasham says it, so don't you see that it is a mitzvah to burn it? So he says, no. It's not a mitzvah chiyubis, it's just a mitzvah chiyubis. It's not that you're mechuyav to burn it. If you burn it, hasbachadin ha-mitzvah. If you did it, if you burnt it, then it'll be mutter because now it's mitzvah. So tell us, so why didn't any only ha-mitzvah count it because it's a mitzvah kiyumis? That's the terrorist. The reason why none of the only ha-mitzvah count in the mitzvah to burn oil on Kalaya Karen is because it's not a mitzvah. Then he says, it is a mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah kiyumis. If you'll do it, you will have fulfilled the mitzvah. You're going to get scarred on the mahabah. But it's not a chiyuv. You have mechuyav to do if you want to. So why the show? Why didn't anybody count it? It's a new clause. You only count mitzvah that you're absolutely obligated to do. Mitzvah kiyuv. Yeah, you can say it's a chemic in the mitzvah, or they counted already. You can say it doesn't say the lashon tzibui. How do you know? The Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvot, whatever is perishable, not the Seirish. The Rambam says whatever is not the Seirish, only a drasha of the Torah Shabbat Seirish, you don't count. So how do you know that it's a mitzvah to burn or a kloyakir? Because it says by kloyakanten, tigdar shamleya shazera kedizra. And we darshan pen tigdar shamleya, pen tukta shamleya, tukadesh. That's a drasha, that's Torah Shabbat Seirish. I'm a foolish before. So the Kama Vakama explanation was, from this kasha alone, it's a shracha hechel. That's what Doha Shulchan quotes, that he holds the Chum Sofer is the best answer of all one. But others don't like the Chum Sofer's answer. Others don't like the Chum Sofer's answer at all. Especially Achai writes in his paper a whole explanation of what the philosophy is behind Enlucha Dalish and Asa's Kinsot and Meilen Boy. But then you can't say like that someplace. And then somebody once asked him, Rabbi Gifter, how can you say like that someplace? Against Abchai. Someplace to say like Abchai. That's right. Someplace has the mission to disagree with Abchai. He's not down. But in the other machine, it's not going to sell. The one who asked was a big time of Kogman. Hill and David was here. The one who asked is a big time of Kogman. This someplace is not going to sell an issue. Sakapela, that's the same issue with Kasha. Why didn't the Amoraim or Amnath Nazla, why didn't the Amnath Nazla burn the oil of a good floor? So if you are then give a different answer. If you are give a different answer. That oil of a good floor doesn't have all of the same dinim as all of the Eretz Yisrael. The Mitzvah's Reifer doesn't have. Haske de Kasha, some even want to say that it's Musa Barno, because otherwise how can I feed you the oil of how can I give you the oil because you don't know whatever you don't know won't hurt you because there's no idea so he's sure. But I know that it's solo, so am I not in violation of the Yisrael law? I'm getting on law by feeding it to the guest and I'm saving money. But some of the money says that's my son down to then give on the end of the first pair of Kiddushin the oil of the Chutzpah is the Musa Bar Noah. Tell me off the Bachiva. That's a big shaila. Rab Chaim in his sefer and the Ragam Chover in his sefer both their birthday in Lord Bechavusa or the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi used to be the Rav of Brisk. So the Ragam Chover didn't hold from Rab Chaim. He used to call him Brisk and Rav Zun. Later on, Rab Chaim was the Rav of Brisk. He used to call him Brisk and Rav Zun. His father was Brisk and Rav. He was a mother. So they both have a lot of times that exact same thing. A lot of times they're very, very different, like from two different planets. But right on this, they have the exact same thing. That there's a fundamental machlokes harishonim how to understand the nature of this halacha l'moshe yisinai. We usually assume that all the b'chus lords is not the rabbon, we assume it's halacha l'moshe yisinai. So, what is the nature of this halacha l'moshe yisinai? Should I say this? Pasuk in Chumash says, kisa v'ya ha'ar. It's a bit of all the applies in Eretz Yisrael. Halacha l'moshe yisinai yad l'anachadim. No similarity in giving us the answer when the Chumash is only Eretz Yisrael. Allah Allah Shemitina is a new din. That all of applies even a chutzpah. Should I say no? Allah Allah Shemitina tells me to interpret the pasuk in Chumash differently. That whereas, if you wouldn't know from this Allah Allah Shemitina, you would have thought that the pasuk tells his kids that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Allah Allah Shemitina comes and reinterprets. It's telling you when the mitzvah begins, whereas all the other mitzvahs began from Shas Matan Terevi. Look, here it says, Kisavoyu Ahor. That's the date. The man hamitzvah, man nihu hamitzvah, after you enter Eretz Yisrael, maybe we should do it. But then once you enter Eretz Yisrael, now you go all over the world. That's how the Shulchan writes for Purim. The Shulchan says he would have read the Tzitzit, he's the royal lord, and it's the Mokum nihu hamitzvah, so the Lord of Moshe Messina gives you a chance. No! It's the man. Of course, the Yoga Mitzvah, the Mokum nihu hamitzvah, like all the mitzvahs. How much is there who's there is there? All over the world it applies. The Rav Chaim and the Rogachar both say that this is a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Goyim. The Rambam holds that the halacha of Moshe Mitzvah is not reinterpreting the Tosfos. It's a separate halacha of Moshe Mitzvah that all applies to this. And Kach Nehem halacha only on Allah. Halacha never said a word about Nefer Rebbein. So that's why the Rambam writes that there's no Nefer Rebbein. It's just that there never was halacha. There's no Tosfos. There's no halacha. There's nothing. So there's no dinner of Rabbi Chutzpah. And Pesach here is going with the Shiltas. The Shiltas says the foolish like that. Not Shiltas, Dinner Kuz. The
Shulta said before, she says, she has this notion that the Allah HaMashiachina is reinterpreting the pasuk, that it's telling you the Zman has called up Neil Gandhi, but the Mokam is all over the world. And once you reinterpret the pasuk, the everything applies. The Netter Rabbi also applies.
Yes.
Chaim explains, and the Rabbi Shabbat, they both say, this is the Shitasa, what do you like it? If you eat all of the chutz, you get malted. The Rambam and the Gani both know that if one violates, in order to get malted, you have to violate an Aheira, which is similar to the Tzadik.